This episode covers when you're afraid boundaries will push her away. There's something you want to say no to. A request. An ask. A pattern you've had enough of. But you keep swallowing it. Sure, it'll be the thing that finally pushes her away. What you'll get is the words for that conversation, and the reason it tends to bring her closer instead. For a lot of men, this fear didn't start with your wife. It started earlier, with a parent who went cold when you disagreed, an ex who punished pushback with days of silence, or a house where keeping the peace was the only way anyone felt safe. You learned that naming a need cost you something, so you stopped naming them. That pattern kept you steady for years. It just never taught you what to do once staying quiet stopped being enough. Now the thought of saying that doesn't work for me, or I need this to stop, feels like pulling a thread that could unravel everything. Your body reacts before your mind catches up. Your chest gets tight, and you rehearse the sentence, then talk yourself out of it before you've said a word. You're afraid to set boundaries with your wife, because somewhere along the way, having a limit meant losing someone. That's a real memory. It just isn't a reliable prediction of what happens now. Here's what silence is already costing your marriage. Every time you say yes when you mean no, you're making a small deposit into a resentment ledger she never sees. She doesn't see the tally build, she just notices, over months, that you seem a little further away than you used to be. There's a second cost, too. When you never push back, she loses a way to trust what you tell her. If your agreement never has an edge to it, she can't tell the difference between what you really want and what you're just allowing to keep things smooth. Researchers who study closeness call this perceived partner responsiveness, the daily felt sense that your partner truly sees you, values you, and supports the real you, not a version you've smoothed over to keep the peace. She can't feel fully responded to by someone whose honest reactions she rarely gets to see. So here's the shift that changes this. A boundary isn't a wall you put up to keep her out. It's information you hand her about what's true for you, so she isn't left guessing at a version of you that doesn't exist. Used well, a limit builds the exact kind of safety that makes closeness possible, instead of the kind that quietly erodes it. Four things, in order. Before you ever sit down with her, step one, find your resentment ledger. Notice where you've already said yes to something that cost you more than it should have. Write down two or three of these. This tells you where your first boundary belongs. Step two, separate the fear from the pattern. Ask yourself what you expect will happen if you push back. Then compare that to what has happened the handful of times you've tried it before. Ask yourself, is this a fact or a fear? I think she'll go cold on me for days. But the last time I said no to something small, she just said okay. Step three, pick one boundary, small and specific. Choose a single limit you can hold this week, not a list of every grievance you've collected. Step four, say it in plain, low-drama language. Use short, direct sentences, skip the apology tour before and after, state it once, calmly, and let it stand. Now let's get into the actual words. Your scenario. She asks you to take on something you're already stretched thin for. Hosting her family again. Another weekend commitment. Your setup. Say it in the same conversation where she asks, before resentment has time to build around it. Say this. I want to be honest instead of just going along with this. Just pause and take a breath. I can't take this one on right now. Can we figure out another way to handle it? Why it works. You're naming your limit without a list of justifications behind it, which keeps the moment short, instead of turning into a debate about whether your reasons are good enough. What happens next? She may push back once, or she may simply ask what would work better. Either way, hold the boundary instead of restating your case five different ways. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond and how you tend to handle conflict yourself. If you tend to agree just to keep things calm, this is likely the pattern driving most of what you just heard. Your habit is saying yes and hoping the resentment doesn't show. Practice the first script on something small before you try it on something bigger. She may read your first real boundary as you pulling away, when it's closeness, done honestly for the first time in a while. If you tend to defend yourself the moment she raises an issue, boundaries work differently for you. Your risk isn't staying silent. It's turning every limit into a case you have to win. Try stating it once, without listing evidence for why you're right, then stop talking. If you tend to raise your voice, or push harder when you feel unheard, your boundary work starts with volume, not wording. State the limit at half the intensity you feel inside, since your intensity can overshadow a reasonable request before she even hears it. If you tend to go quiet and leave the room under stress, your risk is turning a boundary into another disappearance. Say the limit out loud before you take space, and name that you're staying in the room for it, even if you need a minute right after. If she tends to push harder when she feels distance forming, her intensity right after you set a limit is often a protest against distance, not a punishment for the boundary itself. Stay calm and hold the limit instead of withdrawing it to settle her down. If she tends to go quiet after trying hard for a long time, she may have stopped bringing things up because it never seemed to change anything. Don't wait for her to raise the topic again. Bring it up yourself and follow through with consistency over the following weeks. If she tends to need space and value her independence, a clear boundary from you may come as a relief rather than a threat, since it gives her permission to hold her own limits too. If she's the one who tends to pull back while you usually chase connection, your new limit may initially read as you finally matching her distance. Keep your tone warm, so she can tell this is about one specific issue. A few mistakes turn a boundary into a fight fast. Over-explaining. Stacking five reasons behind one. No, reads as asking for permission rather than stating a limit. Apologizing repeatedly, saying sorry before and after, undercuts the very thing you just said. Using the boundary as a weapon, bringing it up mid-argument to win a point, turns a limit into ammunition. And waiting until resentment explodes, letting the ledger build for months, then delivering 10 boundaries at once, guarantees she hears anger instead of a request. Some boundary conversations will go sideways, no matter how well you say them. If she gets upset in the moment, resist the urge to take the boundary back right away to calm things down. You can soften your delivery without withdrawing the limit itself. Say this. I can see this hit hard for you, and I still mean what I said. Wait here, and do not fill the silence. Can we talk more about it tonight, once things have settled? Her sharp reaction right after a first boundary can feel like proof that you were right to be afraid, when it may simply be her adjusting to a version of you that's finally being direct with her. None of this is about winning arguments or getting your way more often. A clear, low-drama boundary tells her something true about you that she can trust completely. That kind of trust is what lets her soften her guard, physically and emotionally, in a way constant agreement never earns. Men who learn to hold a few honest limits often find their wives initiating warmth more, not less, because she finally knows where she stands with you. Ask yourself, what's the smallest yes I've been giving that I already resent? Taking the trash and every errand without ever being asked. That's mine to change first. You just spent time with the exact fear that's been keeping you quiet, and the words for saying it anyway. Tonight, or tomorrow morning, or the next time she reaches out first, you'll have a chance to try one small version of this. The fear that a boundary would push her away was always bigger than the boundary itself. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.